This is an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor podcast. Encouraging Continuity in Longitudinal Programs. Written by Dr. Joshua Bernstein, Director of the Internal Medicine Clerkship and Didactics at the Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship at the University of North Carolina, Asheville campus. One of the greatest joys of practicing medicine is the relationship physicians build with their patients. In traditional medical school third-year programs, students often are assigned to a clinic for a set block of time. Students will often see patients once or perhaps twice during the rotation. This leaves little opportunity to establish meaningful relationships with patients. In longitudinal programs, students have the opportunity to see patients back in follow-up on a regular basis and have an opportunity to build meaningful relationships over time. These relationships allow students to recognize the patient not as a disease state, but as a person with a family, a job, hobbies. Longitudinal programs improve humanism because of the relationships students build with their patients. Students in LICs also have the unique opportunity to follow disease processes over time. However, it can take some effort to foster this connection with particular patients. Preceptors have to encourage this student-patient continuity. There are really two main categories of continuity in longitudinal programs. The first is in-office continuity, and the second is out-of-the-office continuity. What are some strategies for encouraging in-office continuity? First of all, choosing the right patient to follow is extremely important. This was covered in another podcast. How can we make sure the student has the opportunity to see the patient again in our clinics? Students will generally have a specific time and day of the week that they are assigned to be in clinic. Students' patients should be encouraged to make appointments on that specific day. Often the patients themselves can be the most helpful route in making this a success. As the visit is concluded, patients are told to please follow up in 3 months on a Thursday morning. On that day, our student will be there and will have the opportunity to see their patient in follow-up. According to Dr. Bernstein, office staff are also important for encouraging continuity. Staff should be educated on the goals of an LIC program, how scheduling can work, and they should understand the importance of students seeing patients on a recurrent basis. If a nurse, MA, or secretary recognizes that a student's patient is calling, they could preferentially choose the student day for the appointment. Some EMRs will allow patients to be labeled as special student patients. Depending on the system used, these patients will then show up on the schedule in certain colors or fonts and then can be recognized as student patients. At the beginning of the week, the schedule can be reviewed, and if a student patient is scheduled on a day other than when the student is there, then they can be called and asked if they can reschedule for the student's assigned day. This continuity is invaluable in education. Students can see how earlier interventions or decisions have impacted health outcomes and how patients are progressing. Additionally, it helps form the student-patient relationship that is so important in providing care. As Dr. Bernstein explains, patients are often seen in many other healthcare settings throughout the year. Each of these contacts is a potential learning experience for the student. Some examples may be specialist appointments, hospitalizations, or even at an ancillary service such as physical therapy. Students often get the experience of seeing patients referred to physical therapy, but rarely actually see what a physical therapist does during an hour session with a patient. During specialist appointments, students can actually act as the patient advocate. For example, the student may help explain to the cardiologist that his or her preceptor was concerned about the possibility of bradycardia because the patient had been complaining of dizziness. Surgeries, ER visits, and radiology studies are all great examples of other continuity experiences that can be extremely rewarding for student learning. How can we help encourage these continuity experiences? It takes effort on the part of the student and the preceptor. At the start of the year, clear expectations should be set so that students understand that longitudinal experiences with their patients are expected. If students have unscheduled afternoons, then these should be used for continuity experiences when possible. Often, just having the preceptor mention continuity can be helpful. A preceptor may say to a student, It'd be great if you could go with Mr. Jones to his oncology visit. Referral specialists should be enlisted as another source of help in this. At the start of the year, office staff should be notified of all the students' unscheduled days or sessions and should be instructed to attempt to schedule patients with tests or appointments on days when the student may have the opportunity to go. Lastly, the patients themselves may be the most useful source of making continuity happen. The student may say to the patient, "Mr. Jones, I really want to come with you during your consultation with the surgeon so that I can hear what he has to say about your hernia. Please call me on my cell phone when you find out about your appointment, and I'll try to meet you there." Preceptors should hold students accountable and ask students to report back on continuity experiences outside of the office. Lastly, hospital admissions are a great source for continuity. Many longitudinal programs are largely outpatient-based, and having students gain extra time in the hospital can be beneficial. If a student's patient is admitted, the student should be notified and expected to round on the patient and report back to the preceptor on how the patient is doing. Students can learn not only about the disease process, but also how the disease is affecting the patient directly. Some preceptors choose to notify students anytime one of their patients is admitted, even if they are not yet established with the student. The student may meet that patient for the first time in the hospital, but then upon discharge, the patient can follow up in the clinic, and the student can gain experience in transitions as well as then establish a relationship with the patient. Encouraging continuity takes effort and can sometimes feel uncomfortable for students. However, forming relationships with patients and seeing how their medical problems are approached in different healthcare settings is an invaluable experience and should be encouraged whenever possible. Taking the time to make this a priority will ultimately help students succeed in longitudinal programs.